Good morning to each of you. Christian greetings to you all this morning. It's good to be here again today. It's a beautiful day to gather in and worship God once again. Children, did you have your ears open this morning? Did you catch? It was mentioned several times, the special day that it is today. I'd just like to see if you's actually were listening. One of you preschool or primary children, tell me what's special about today. What do we call today? Someone brave enough. What's the special day we have today? Back here. Someone in the back there? Anyone brave enough? What was that? All right. Kiana, can you tell me? Over here. It's Mother's Day. That's right. Thank you for that. Yes. So why do we have a day called Mother's Day? Maybe that's a little harder of a question for small children to answer, and I won't ask you to answer that. But it's because we appreciate our mother, isn't it? We appreciate what they do for us. Today we honor mothers. President Woodrow Wilson, way back in 1914, I believe it was, that's over 100 years ago, proclaimed the second Sunday of May as Mother's Day. And he said, it's going to be Mother's Day as a public expression of love and reverence for the mothers of our country. And that was his reason for Mother's Day. So is that why we celebrate Mother's Day, just because it was President Wilson's idea way back then, some long time ago? Turn with me to Exodus 20. Exodus chapter 20, what does it say here in verse 12? This was God speaking to Moses to write the words of the law for the children of Israel. We call it the Ten Commandments. In verse 12 it says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." I think we can say it's biblical to observe Mother's Day. This is a command. Honor thy father. Honor thy mother. It doesn't say try to honor. Honor them as long as y'all agree. Honor them as long as you're living under their roof. It says honor them. It's a very specific, very direct command. So I believe it's good for us to have a Mother's Day and to observe Mother's Day, and that we have this special day. And I hope it serves for us as a reminder. Not just to treat our wives and mothers with love and respect on Mother's Day, but that it would be how we treat them every day of the year. I do plan to share a message geared toward you mothers this morning, but that doesn't mean the rest of you should take a nap. I believe there's many things here that would apply to all of us. I was a little unsure as to where I wanted to go with the message here this morning. There's many different ways we could take it. We could look at how we show honor and such. Maybe we'll spend a little time on that, not so much. And I was also a bit uneasy as I thought of addressing mothers today. And I don't feel I speak today as one qualified to speak on this, but I rather want to let the Word of God be that which speaks and not myself. First starting scripture here, you can turn to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31, or if you have your bulletin with you, you can look at the front of that. Proverbs 31, verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. We probably consider this verse the key verse here in this chapter. You've probably already heard the saying, or seen it on a motto, I think, where I've heard or seen it, it's in relation to dads, but it's something like this. Anyone can be a father, but it takes someone very special to be a dad. And that's talking about dads, and I'm not sure if I've ever seen it with mothers put in there, but I think it applies to moms as well. And like I said already, I plan to direct the message here toward you mothers this morning. But I'd like to even more direct it to a special kind of mother, and the one that's described here. That is one that feareth the Lord. For a title this morning, I've chosen simply A Godly Mother. A Godly Mother. One that feareth the Lord. That's what we want to focus on. And praise God, many of us here, I believe, can say that, yes, I've had a God-fearing mother. And many of us are blessed as well with a God-fearing wife. This morning, I like to use an acrostic to kind of direct our thoughts at these two words that I'd like to use. Godly mother. And I'd like to, in using this, use each one of these letters and give a word to help describe or give characteristics of a godly mother. And we'll use that somewhat as to guide the message here a bit. And in that, I'd like to also look at some godly Bible examples of godly women, women who were faithful, women who feared God, and some other verses to support these points. And I will say just up front here that it was difficult for me to know what to put for many of these, decide what word to put here. And you'll probably think of many other words that fit, and there are many other good words that we could put here. For the first one here, I simply put gives. Gives. A godly mother gives. Mothers give a lot, don't they? We know that. And they give all the time. Give all the time of their time and energy for the good of their family. Many meals, day after day, you mothers do. Packing lunches for school children and husband, possibly. Washing clothes for everyone. Washing the dishes, cleaning house, getting the children ready for school maybe. Taking them to school maybe. Taking care of a crying baby or sick child in the middle of the night for hours, when it sure would be nice to get some sleep yourself. And you know I'm just getting started. And I believe we have a bit of that referred to right here in Proverbs 31, don't we? Sounds like a busy mother. Verse 13, it says, I don't think we'll take the time to read these verses here this morning. It would be good, I know, but I trust they're familiar enough to us. Verse 13 says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Verse 15, she riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Prepares food, speaking of there. And right on down through all these verses. Sounds like just like many mothers that I know of. Mothers give a lot. And maybe you're thinking, well, that's just part of being a mom. All mothers have to give. And I'm sure that is true. But I just like to add to the word give another word. And that is the word cheerfully. I won't write it up here for the sake of time. But godly mothers give cheerfully. And I know this is where it gets tough, isn't it? And it's easier for me to stand up here and say that than it is to do many times. And some days it's just hard to be cheerful about washing all those clothes, making all the food, taking care of another sick child, and so on. It just gets pretty routine and every day sometimes. On those kind of days, try to count your blessings. Think about all you do have. Be thankful there is clothes to wash. Be thankful there is food to prepare. And medicine for sick children. As I thought of that, of giving, I thought of the Bible example of the widow there in Zarephath, I think it was, that town. Remember the hard times there that they were having, and Elijah came to her. And she said, we're gathering sticks here, we're going to make a little fire, we're going to have the last little bit of food that we have. Prepare it and eat it. And Elijah said, you do that, but make me a little food first. Imagine that. And I don't know if she did that cheerfully or not, but she did make him a little food there first. You know, godly mothers give up some things for the good and the well-being of their family, I believe. And, you know, there are many moms today that want to be mom and want to still have a career in the business world. And many children spend more time with other people, the babysitter, than they do with their own mom. I just say this morning, moms, don't be ashamed to just be a mother for your family. I believe it's the greatest responsibility that you have. And we also have that verse. I believe it was the verse that some of the Sunday school classes gave this morning from 2 Corinthians. God loveth a cheerful giver. God bless you, mothers, as you strive to be a cheerful giver where God has called you. The next one I will put, of faith. Of faith. Godly mothers are women of faith. And we have some Bible examples, I believe, of women who had faith. And there's two that I'd like to take note of here. The first one is in Exodus chapter 2. You can turn to it if you want. I don't believe I will. I'll just refer to that one. But it's the example of Moses' mother. And I believe other verses in the Bible tell us her name was Jochebed. And you remember the setting there that they were in. Times were getting hard, and Pharaoh said, these Israelites, they're getting too strong and mighty for us. And he thought of ways to make life hard for them. And he told the Hebrew midwives, throw all the baby boys, throw them into the river. Imagine being a parent in that setting. And there was some faith it took for Moses' parents, and especially his mother, it mentions there in that chapter. Probably his dad was away working hard for for the ruthless Pharaoh, I don't know. But it says his mother hid him 3 months. And after that, when things got so desperate, she couldn't hide him anymore. He was getting too big. She made that little ark there and put Moses in it and hid the ark in the bulrushes by the river. I can't imagine the desperate situation that it must have been. And I don't know what her plan was, if she was planning for that to be his hiding place all day and she would get him out of there at night, or she had in mind that Pharaoh's daughter would find this child, I'm not sure. But there was some faith there that they had, that God would somehow keep their child and their family and their children from being destroyed. And we have them recognized for that in Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. In those heroes of faith, Moses' parents are listed there with the others in commendation for their faith in that time specifically. Moses' mother was an example of a mother of faith. The other example, actually two of them, I picked out of 2 Timothy 1. I believe I'll turn to that. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 5 here. I believe this is Paul writing to Timothy. 2 Timothy 1 verse 5. He says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also." Paul tells us here that Timothy's mother and grandmother were faithful mothers. Paul says that it was an unfeigned faith. I believe that means it was a faith that was for real. It was sincere, not fake. And Paul says, "Timothy, I'm confident that that same faith that was in your mother and grandmother, that you have it as well." And I would understand that Timothy was a young leader in the church here that Paul was addressing. And it seems to me that Paul was contributing the faith of his mother and grandmother to being that which made Timothy the man of faith that he was. So I would challenge you, mothers, this morning, be faithful. Be examples of faith to your family. I don't believe we have any record that I know of Timothy having a godly dad. But he did have a faithful mother. He did have a faithful mother. Mothers, use your opportunities to impart that faith to your children. Read them the Bible. Read them the stories in the Bible. Pray with them. Be a mother of faith. The next one, I simply put, do what you can. Do what you can. And we talked a little bit, didn't we? Not very long, about the many responsibilities mothers have. And you know, sometimes it seems like when it rains, it pours, doesn't it? And there's all the normal stuff you have to do today, plus maybe that church sister that needs your help today, and the child gets sick, and there's a whole catalog of things that you really should be doing right now, that all want your attention. You feel overwhelmed sometimes, don't you? Do what you can. Do your best. I always like those verses from Psalm chapter 103, and I've probably said them here before. But it says there in verse 13, "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him." In verse 14, "He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. I really like that verse. There, in my personal experience, it tells us that God remembers what we are made of. God remembers what we are made of. He knows our frame. And sometimes when it seems like what God has called you to as a mother is overwhelming, just remember, God will enable you to do what He's called you to do. He won't call you to do that which is impossible, even though sometimes it looks that way. Do what you can. Don't compare yourself to that other church mom, maybe, of what that other sister is capable of. You know, the one that has got a lot of things going and is busy, but always seems to get everything done, have the house spotless, clean, the garden weed-free, the flower beds just immaculate. Do you know what I mean? Don't compare yourself to that. Even reading over here in Proverbs 31, you can even get that feeling, can't you? That the woman it speaks of here is just, it's just unattainable, maybe. And maybe you feel like you can't get close to that. Just sounds like the perfect wife and mother. She gets around to doing everything. She's making clothes and food and still has time to reach to the poor and needy and look well to the ways of her household. Just sounds like a mother that has things going and that just has the world by the tail, doesn't it? Do what you can. Do what God has given you the ability to do. Remember the parable that Jesus gave of the master that gave the talents to his servants. You know, he gave 10 talents to that one servant. He gave 5 talents to the other. And he gave 1 talent to the other servant. And I don't believe that one servant, the servant that got 5 or 1 or 10, they were all of equal importance. I don't believe the one that had 10 was more important than the one that only received 1. But you know, they were all responsible to use what they were given, to use the talents they were given. And I think we can take a lesson from that. Simply use what God has given you. Do what you can. And if it seems to you like God has given you 1 or 2 talents, be content with that, but do use them for God's glory. A godly mother loves. I have 3 points under this, and we're not going to spend very much time at all with them. But that verse we read, verse 30 of Proverbs 31. A godly mother loves the Lord. Loves the Lord, first of all. Secondly, she loves her husband, verse 11. I think we can take that from that verse. And also, her family. Maybe verse 28 would refer to that. And I see love for her family coming out throughout these verses in the willing sacrifice, all that she willingly does for her house. The letter Y, I've chosen to use the word yields. You can turn for this one to Colossians 3. You know how it is sometimes when we're driving on roads. Sometimes there's two roads that come together. And maybe one or both of those lanes have a yield sign there. You come to that intersection, and maybe someone else is coming, and you yield. You just wait a little bit till they're past, and then it's safe for you to go yourself. And I would say that's a little how it is sometimes in home life. And maybe especially with moms and dads working together in the home. You know, sometimes there just needs to be a little give and take, doesn't there? Sometimes there needs to be a willingness on the part of both to yield a little bit. Doesn't mean that the one is more important than the other or any of that. But what does it say here in verse 18 of Colossians 3? It says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord." You know, sometimes there's the wife, the mother will have one opinion or idea, and the husband will have another opinion or idea. And there's got to be a little give and take. Somebody's got to give a little bit. It says here, "Wives, submit. Yield to your husband and let him take the lead." Of course, a godly husband will be kindly considerate of his wife's wishes and opinions. And I believe when both parents fear the Lord, the one yielding to the wishes of the other will not be a burden. And of course, the key phrase I believe here is, "as it is fit in the Lord." We're only talking about minor things, not issues of right or wrong. And so I would also use the word yield to say yield not. Yield not to that which is wrong. Sometimes you need to be strong and not to give into the temptation, even if it would, God forbid, come within your own family. For the next one, you can turn to 1 Peter chapter 3. First Peter chapter 3, I put for the letter M, meek. And I just read a couple of verses here from 1 Peter chapter 3. Starting at verse 1, I think I'll read to verse 6. It says, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may be without the word. They also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adoring of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement." What do I see here in these verses? I see here that a woman, a mother that wants to honor God by her life, will seek after in her life that which God places high value on. And what is that? It says in verse 4, it's a meek and quiet spirit. It's in the sight of God of great price, it says. And I think the implication here is, and we know how it is that that's not the default nature that we all have, is it? We all like to be noticed. And call attention to me, women or men. And so I believe that godly women will resist the urge to draw attention to me in the ways given here in verse 3. Peter says, it's not that outward adorning, but it's rather the beauty that's inside. Be adorned on the inside, he says, with a meek and quiet spirit. We know that's not a very popular idea with many today, is it? The letter O. I put others first. And I know that one's maybe a little bit repetitious. It was brought out in some of our other points here already. But you can turn back to Proverbs chapter 31. I don't think we'll spend much time with this one since we emphasized it already. But godly mothers many times care for others and their family at the expense of their own wants, their own wishes. I believe we brought out some of this already. This speaks of, verse 13, I think I already brought that one out. But it speaks of preparing cloth, clothing for her household. Rising early, it says there in the one verse. She rises early to prepare food. Verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Back up to verse 20. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. You know, a lot of a mother's work is not for herself. It's for others. And there's always mothers. There's always families. There's always family members, children, others that need your loving care. And there's always those poor and needy, like it refers to there in verse 20, that could sure use your care and attention. Maybe it's an elderly neighbor lady. It seems like there's always them among us and neighbors to us. And God bless you, mothers, as you give in that way. The letter T. Have trustworthy. There's quite a few that came to my mind for that one, but I have stuck with that. Verse 11 here, it says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. A godly mother, a godly wife will be such that her husband can trust. I don't believe he'll need a fear that the bank account will be empty till he gets home from work some days. Moms, be the mother and the wife that your husband and family can count on. That they can count on you day after day. And God bless you as you are the trustworthy wife and mom that they need. For the letter H, I have happy. You know, many times I believe moms, I believe you set the mood of the family. And we've probably all heard the old saying, something like this, mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And while I don't know that that's necessarily Bible or anything, I believe there is some truth to it. And there is other verses in Proverbs. I won't spend a lot of time with them. It speaks of a contentious woman in some similar verses. I believe that particular verse compares it as a continual dropping on a rainy day, something like that. But I don't want to spend a lot of time on the negative side this morning on that. But moms, I believe you have a great influence on the atmosphere of the home. Do your best to make it a cheerful place, a place where your children and your husband like to be. The letter E. I simply put, eyes open. Godly mothers have their eyes open and see the needs in the family and around them. Once again, maybe it's tied closely to some of the points I already made. But I refer to the story, the Bible story in 2 Kings chapter 4, I believe it is. Remember that story? It was the Shunammite woman there. And Elijah would pass through that town. And it says something to the effect she constrained him to eat, to stop and have a meal. And I believe she was observant and she saw that there was needs that he had. And it seems like he stayed there with them several times. And eventually she told her husband, "You know, I perceive this is a man of God. Let's make a little addition here to the house so that when he stays here, it's nice and he can be comfortable and have his needs met." And there was a woman there. I don't believe she was a mother at that point yet. That was later on she had a son. But she had her eyes open to the needs of others, I believe, and was quick to do what she could for those needs. And I believe she's a good example for you mothers and all of us in that. And I'm thankful for many of you mothers here who are indeed like that and are quick to see the needs, whether they're in your own family or others that you can help, and you're quick to lend help where you can. God bless you for that. The last one, I put respect. Once again, maybe many others that would fit there. There's a verse there in Ephesians chapter 5, I believe it's verse 33. Paul is talking to husbands and wives there. And he says, verse 33, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." That verse says that husbands have the responsibility to love their wife. And the wife is to show reverence or respect to the husband. And I believe that in a godly home, this love and respect goes hand in hand. And when all do their part, things go smoothly. And for the husband to love and for the wife to reverence or respect, that's not a burdensome thing. But you know, when one starts to lack, I believe the other is affected as well. Godly wives, godly mothers, cultivate and maintain a healthy level of respect in the home. Moms, endeavor to show respect to your husband. Maybe even if he made a mistake, or made a poor judgment call, or failed to make a decision when one should have been made. Show respect and do your best to encourage him towards the right. I believe, disrespect shown by your words or actions to those either in or outside the home. It'll cause great damage to the relationship that you have. Also, endeavor as well to show a level of respect to your children. Be patient with them. And I know it takes a lot sometimes. Don't ridicule them for their mistakes or misbehavior, but rather point them in the right way. Remember, we all were young once too. We all had some growing up to do one day. Proverbs 31, there, verse 28, says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." Children, this morning, are you thankful for a mother? Are you thankful for your mother? Are you thankful for a godly mother? Have you thanked your mother today for all she does for you? Husband, this morning, are you thankful to have a godly wife? One who strives to be virtuous, as it says here. No, she's not always perfect. And I believe Brother Greg's devotional fit very well in this. A challenge for mothers and for us all. Yes, maybe we got our toes stepped on as we read some of these things. And none of us are perfect. Moms or dads, young men or young sisters, but we can all grow. We strive, we continue striving. Husbands, have you thanked your wife today for all she is and does for you and your family? Well, hopefully you all, mothers, husbands, all of you here, could be inspired this morning to be faithful where God has called you to be. Let's kneel for prayer.